Hello, this is a show from Radia. We are a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
When we came back from overseas, I immediately recognised it as a sort of a place to just sort of experiment.
It's allowed a platform where people can come in and they can try experimenting with new ideas. Right there. They don't need to, I'm not going to say that they don't have them polished or rehearsed, but they don't need to be proving themselves to some venue manager and saying that this will bring in an audience, this will get punters into drink or something like that sort of thing, which is a whole other way of doing things, of course.
I feel like I'm going to be doing what I do anyway, regardless of whether this is here or not, but it's sort of soothing
really
to know that
way.
There is
and it really,
a public
and I think
space,
the
like
a
centre. If
there
wasn't a
centre,
it would be really difficult to coordinate things and perform things.
Space before that.
And meet new people
kind
and see
just,
new projects,
you know,
and all that sort of stuff.
There's a lot of sort of shared listening and talking about stuff and just this sort of openness to playing with whoever is around and whoever's up for doing stuff, and you know, Fred's is a bit different than those other places too, in the way that Fred's, you know, especially through like the Sunday night shows, where you really do get all these people, either as audience or as performers, who you're never really, sometimes, you know, you've never seen them before, or seen them at gigs or seen them play, and you go, fuck, I didn't know there was a guy in town doing that kind of stuff, you know, and then.
It
sort of makes all these kind of weird connections,
and heard about Fred,
and
Fred's,
you know,
like,
it just keeps that kind of, because, you know,
it was
in the past there's been kind of a pool of people really, you know, who are interested in
the
whole
of our community,
pure improv or something.
And then Fred started rolling along,
a bunch of combos and projects that come out of that, but yeah, now it feels like it's actually kind of
much more. It seemed to galvanize so many different people, artists and different musicians from the whole world. There's always people playing. I've seen them in the streets.
Different, you know, disparate
music
scenes and bands. You can kind of have no crossover whatsoever. Have now this kind of common. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you know, we're just, you know, Fred has absolutely sparked a whole bunch of more projects and changed people's attitudes. I think is the main thing. Because if you have a group of people who are just playing together all the time and listening to the same records, then it just ends up kind of sort of really defining itself as this particular sound. But I think, you know, Wellington music used to definitely have that, you know, kind of, you know, particular approach and attitude is, you know, definitely more influenced by, you know, American and European free jazz.
Wellington's definitely got the jazz thing, which other
more
places
jazz,
don't.
You definitely have more jazz
and
all
ways,
but
kind of a turn-off
when you've got all this,
people,
you've got a lot of
people. It doesn't quite fit in
those shows
in the same way.
It changes that landscape in a way.
The more kind
which I think is really good, you know, it sort of means that it's harder to pin down what that
occupies. Like,
you know,
different
the scene here is quite distinct,
I mean, that's
and it's quite easy to
like
get your head around who's involved, but it's
yeah,
much harder to actually say
really
what's going on now. Because it used to, you know, 5 years ago, it was a bit easier to figure out. It's like now it's always up for negotiation.
You go to other parts of the world and you might find improvised music or experimental musics in art galleries or sort of other spaces like that. There's nothing, there's nowhere here in London that's doing that sort of thing. There's shows much interest in supporting that. There used to be a couple, but it doesn't seem to be right now. So Fred's is sort of filling a hole with a gap at once.
So in Wellington, there's kind of been a tradition of festivals now. It's a bit, it's been ongoing. It's since I've been involved for probably 10 years.
And, you know, most people in Wellington wouldn't know anything about it. They talk about
weirdly enough, that
sound sometimes, yeah, was probably based on
early 80s, there was the Braille Collective were playing a lot. And they were playing at a cafe on Gin Street called The Fritz.
But, you know, none of those people are really part of the music industry. Nobody can see any kind of
real.
The space is such that it's not confrontational, it's not precious at all, that space. And Dan obviously lends a lot to that because he's such a lovely
figure. And then since about 2000, including Jeff Henderson,
obviously deadly serious,
and a few others sort of bomb the space with the main one for most of it, for about 7 or 8 years. Since Jeff left Happy Inn and things have sort of shifted here in some ways to Frederick Street, then
happens relatively quickly, or
maybe like people who go to yoga or something.
Yeah,
every week they do this thing and they kind of like know each other and say hello and like say hi on the street or something, but they go to this place and do this weird
sort of meditate too much on what it could be or what he just sort of goes ahead and does it, and then it immediately becomes
historicized. You know, and I'm sure it happens everywhere.
Yeah, that's what's refreshing about his approach to what he's doing there.
Especially experimental or improv music or whatever.
It's action, right? It's action orientated.
Yeah,
the action of doing it then defines the meat.
Kind of just do all the stuff and then open to other things. And I think, you know, Dan's totally proven, even though I don't really think
it just gets defined by doing it.
That kind of idea out of the board, that kind of snobbery or whatever out of that music, you know. Which is really good because it isn't the music that, you know, no music's like fucking that hard to get, really. It shouldn't be like this impossible fucking thing that only a few people actually understand. It's just a kind of attitudinal shift that can take place, I think, when
it does feel like the scene is three friends become a lot more open to the whole, like, the whole city.
Flips around it,
it's not like anybody was hiding their head in the sand before all this stuff avoiding his table, but I've certainly had comments with friends of mine not doing all this for that sort of abstract music that you guys purposely make difficult.
Which I think
you purposely make it difficult to people go make for a wide slate. Really not a very nice place to go and listen to music. So you're putting on this difficult music in a difficult venue and you expect people to come, I mean, fuck. And so Fred's is this lovely, comfortable venue, you know, with carpets and pillows and chairs everywhere, and it's lovely. It makes a massive difference. Because then if you can present what is, to some people, you know, to a lot of people, difficult music in a comfortable and friendly environment.
Tune the instruments. I think Eric has already tuned the tambora, which is the Indian drone instrument that she has. I'm going to tune my violin from standard tuning down to a different tuning, and I'm going to do that as part of the piece. In other words, I need a bit of quiet to do it. So we'll tune up, and then when we're ready, we'll actually start.
So we only met up once for about 10-minute practice, and we thought, well, that'll really work for basically a one-off performance. And we met up once more, but really it was not very rehearsed at all. All we went on was the fact that he came along once, although Atsushi has worked with Erica before, but I've never done anything with him. And we started playing, and after a while, it was the timing of his entry and what he did just felt totally right. So we could immediately sense that, oh, this is going to work, this is going to work, and we don't need to practice it. We know it's going to work, and although he did write a poem to bring along, so he had prepared a poem, so there was some preparation element to it. But I don't think we prepared what tuning we were going to use either, because that's the thing about the way we were working. I have worked with Indian tambora before, with some of my own pieces, violin and Indian drone.
If an instrument goes out of tune in the middle of a piece and Indian needs it, they just tune it as part of the piece.
Yeah.
So. Can be a long evening, though.
Say your instrument inside out, but even sometimes it's not there. You've got to know how it works you've got to be intimate with it, I feel. You've got to have listened, you've got to have, I listened is actually the key word that you really have to have listened. And that's, I mean, now I come back to that wonderful thing at Francis, it is about listening. On stage and in the audience, it really is about listening and close listening, and open listening as well. You've got to have ears that function.
They've developed their own techniques, I think, is the thing I really like. Just in sort of general terms in music, is the people that don't necessarily really fit in but have spent a lot of time doing their own thing and sort of made this sort of world out of it. That's what a lot of people share that are involved, you know, all around the world, I guess, in that sort of music making, is that they've followed their own little path.
I mean, I've heard sort of people say, "Wow, it's cross current between the American improvised scene and the
boys in the corner,
and the European
improvised scene,
and the UK improvised scene."
There's
a lot of distinctive
things. You know, traditional classical
attitudes. It seems like a magpie.
Still doing
it. It's big and borrowed, stealing, and you can lay your hands on, and has been for a long time.
That kind of idea
from the get-go, probably.
That the music school being really stuffy kind of.
Plundering,
kind of
plundering pop music,
and the way that people
Frank Zappa and
work
and free jazz, and
people like Douglas, also, you know, other composers doing.
And it still, and it definitely goes on. I mean, the people who are involved in the scene. I mean, like you said before, they come from
we've been running
and so many different influences and so many different levels of experience and training as well.
Has been,
yeah, I mean, it's really great not being
some
more of a if you want it, if you want to like doing music and you like playing and you like doing stuff that doesn't fit anywhere else necessarily, then, you know, do it at Fred's. And it doesn't mean that, you know, shit, there's been heaps of stuff I've seen here which is bloody awful, and, you know, didn't like at all, and that's cool. You can go to a variety show and just sometimes have no fucking idea, and some of it is just horrible, and that's excellent too. You know, there's so much value in that, I think. Because otherwise it would be kind of like, you know, the Sunday night free jazz show and the same 10 people or 15 people or whatever, kind of in a different thing every week, but yeah. I don't know of any other place where, you know, there's not since I've been in Wellington, is that kind of cross-organisation or this kind of weirdness, you know, kind of, this has sort of really happened, you know. And it's really good, it's just, you know, because it does, when you get, it's really good just for people who are involved to, and it, or even as even people who don't play with them to sort of come along, and quite people just come along because they don't know what's going on, and I don't know what they think. You know, it's kind of weird. It's just hard to think of what do they get out of it, and then they leave.
Maybe
what once they get out of both musicians in the audience, it's sort of slightly empowered. Like, oh, cool, you can kind of go to a place like this and you can do kind of anything, and it could be shit. And you know, that place are kind of, oh, those guys suck, and I could do that. You know, like, I could do it better.
Thank you.
On doing, you know, electronic music by myself at home, and also was into more kind of traditional kind of music stuff. The idea of actually practicing and getting good at an instrument was something that used to appeal to me. And, you know, I kind of found that I'd spent years just kind of actually not really being actually engaged with music at all. You know, I had a hard drive crash and lost 2 years worth of stuff I'd worked on, and then sort of went, fuck, I didn't know the idea of actually played with anybody in that time. And, practicing, you know, kind of practicing instruments a bit in my room and whatever. I thought, this is really weird. I just don't feel like, you know, I used to be so into music, and now I feel like I've just been like doing data entry or something. I definitely kind of feel like music should at least a lot of the time should say something. You know, should be some kind of
this is really weird. I just don't feel like
say something about sort of social relations or dynamics or something. It's good playing with people. It's fucking weird. I never understand it. You know, I don't know. Sometimes you.
There is a real sense of community and time community.
Fred's been such a sweet community, like, you, like, playing there is just such an awesome experience because you know that people are going to be so receptive to whatever you do, even if it sucks, you can take a risk and know that you're not going to get booed or
anything. And again, that's one of the things that's kind of a black mark against scenes like New York and the UK and stuff, and London, is that it's not as easy to do that. I mean, the cutthroat fucking cities with you know, massive infrastructures of music that it's very hard to hack your way into. Extremely hard, having bloody tried. But you come to smaller communities.
And so I got to a point
where much easier to access. Yeah, although I'm sure that places like the UK
and it's not huge scene, small communities, but it's a very, as well.
They're just hard to find.
It's a really broad one.
End up getting these really good instruments.
Playing across a lot of
within weeks, you know, I was sort of playing
in bands. It's not just in music, there's also an element of film, there's an element of things being
sort of still don't.
Feeling your limitations is quite hard, but then I always think, well, you can still do it, but you've just kind of got to do it minimally, because that's all you can actually do technically, if you know what I mean. It's like knowing your limitations a bit and still knowing how to do something good within your actual
business. And that's what the Dead Sea has done to me. They've totally sort of taken what might be an incompetency into a sort of realm of let it just be. It is what it is, and it's kind of.
And that might be the odd moment where you have the thought, oh no, everyone in the room is a really good musician.
Immediately you've got meeting ground because you know that your scenes are relatively similar. You know that you're into, you know, kind of the same sort of thing, even if it's musically wildly different. You know that you come from these similar communities, and you can. Immediately
you put
there.
Very different things together. Basically, it's
totally like,
you know, and then it works.
Creating
so
the
if you get like, if it's too
such an important thing.
It's like too mono or whatever. In one day,
that's what she was saying last night. That we're so lucky to have audiences that
audience
are appreciative of whatever people want to do, and so that it's just so encouraging.
It's very encouraging because you know you can go there and actually try things, and there are things that I've done here that I, if it wasn't for Fritz, I absolutely would not have done.
Friends, they're all getting into
because,
and they're all making,
you know, it's quite a small kind of venue, but you know, you could fit 80
people. Keeps on going.
It's pretty cool, but you know, if the venue was any bigger, there was no way I would have undertaken a 15-minute, 16mm film
you can imagine
sound performance, which is what I did. You know, it's the only place I would ever have try doing that.
Yeah, you play at Fritz. You know, you can I mean, I'm playing, or even if you're making a brave attempt, the community responds to that.
So in that sense, it's very
because the audience comes to listen. They don't come to have a beer and socialise. They don't come because it's a scene. They come because they're into the music. Because people who turn up and they aren't into the music, they don't stick around. You know, there's nothing for them.
It's not going to last forever, and but the Dan's done such a good job. He's done it just the right way, I think. And I think no matter what happens to Fred's, like, enough people have been through and played and gone to gigs there and heard about it, that it means that when it goes, that someone else will make
that sort of word gets tossed around.
Few people will do something similar. Like they've kind of seen it. It's like he's made it really nice and clear. This is how you do it. It's really easy. It's fucking hard work, but it's not like it's not another possible thing. It's not like there's all stuff behind the scenes that it's all kind of quite simple.
So people are going to find somewhere. It's good to have it. So it's sort of like a public space in some capacity, and big enough so you can do gigs.
I think I like the idea that people all,
I guess the thing is, once you do something like this, which is more slightly more organised, and sort of slightly more formal than just hanging out in someone's house, is that you get a bigger group of people sort of converging. So there's
as well, but,
people are meeting up here, which
I like
and they're coming
sort of
from different strains. Otherwise, people
how to
might
do
be
it, how to,
quite
how
isolated
how to run
in their little groups.
Run.
Don't need to have stuff still, but people are like mixed or kind of essential function in terms of like public space, connecting up those.
Thanks, you're awesome.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.